grace and peace are yours, and happy Easter. This recording was made on Saturday, April 11th, at approximately 1:15 in the afternoon. Yesterday afternoon, that would be Friday, April 10th, there was a change in the way that the governor described how she will be enforcing the stay-at-home order that she has issued. So on Friday, the governor's office released new guidance. It clarifies that the constitutional right to worship will be respected, and citizens do not need to fear arrest or prosecution if they leave their residence in order to come to church. With that, I'm happy to announce that we have one additional way that you may come and receive God's gifts, and that is by simply coming into the church parking lot and turning your car radio to 88.1 FM. Again, that's 88.1 FM in the church parking lot. And you can listen along as the service is broadcast from the sanctuary. Because of the weather situation and the fact that especially this Easter, it will probably be raining all day, we will not be actually having service outside, although that may happen in the future. But you can at least come and listen to the service by tuning your car radio to 88.1 and remaining in your car if you wish. Our Easter services are as follows. 6:30 p.m. this evening, that's Saturday, we will have our Easter vigil. 7 a.m. Easter Sunday morning will be our sunrise service. And 10:30 a.m. Easter morning will be our Easter Sunday service. So now with the new opportunity, you can either listen online at blcstandish.org/listen, or you may listen by phone by calling 989-846-4973 during any of our worship opportunities. Or you may come and tune your car radio to 88.1 and sit in the church parking lot to listen along. In-person worship also continues. However, services will be conducted from the church itself, and in order to maintain social distancing, there are a very limited number of seats available inside the church for those who wish to attend. Therefore, please only plan on coming inside if you intend to receive Holy Communion. If you are not receiving Holy Communion, but another member of your household is, that is, someone else who lives with you is planning to receive communion, you may come in and join them. But if no one in your household will be receiving communion at a service, it is asked that you either remain outside and listen on your car radio, or listen through one of the distance options, either the internet or by phone, if possible. To allow as many people to partake of the Lord's body and blood this weekend, Easter weekend specifically, I do ask that you plan to only receive communion once during this weekend's services. We will be serving communion at all three services, the vigil on Saturday, and both Sunday morning services, 7 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Also, please do note, communion is being served at all of our regularly scheduled services, Wednesday evening, Saturday evening, and Sunday morning, every single week. You may still come to the parking lot during any of those services also and listen along in your car if you wish as well. So now we have all of those different opportunities. If you do plan on coming to the service and receiving communion, I do ask that you do announce yourself in advance to me. You may call the church office, 989-846-4972, or you may call my cell phone. That number is published in our bulletins. Or you may leave a message on the church's Facebook page using Facebook Messenger. Or you can send a message to me on Facebook. Any of those are viable options. We do have a number of restrictions if you do come into the church building itself. First of all, if you have any symptoms of any illness, you may not enter the building. given the way that this virus works, there's no telling what you have necessarily. And I know it's a bit of an annoyance, but if you do have any symptoms, including coughing, fever especially, or any other symptoms, I ask that you not enter the building for the sake of conscience, if nothing else. That way you're not spreading whatever it is you have around. If you are ill, please contact me to arrange communion or other pastoral care, and we'll figure out a time when we can gather together, at least you and me, to figure out what needs to happen. Also, if you are at high risk, that is, if you are immunocompromised, if you are of advanced age, if you have cardiac or pulmonary risks to the coronavirus, I advise you not to enter the building during public worship. Again, contact me individually to arrange for communion or other pastoral care. A number of other things when you enter the building. First of all, only members or non-members who have attended at least twice within this calendar year may enter the building. Only the handicapped entrance to the Friendship Center will be open. The door will be unlocked and propped open approximately 30 minutes before service begins. The door will be closed and locked once the service does begin. If you arrive late but still intend to commune, simply remain in your car during the service, tune your radio to 88.1 FM, and await instructions at the proper time. Upon entrance to the church, you must sanitize your hands using the hand sanitizer by the door. Proceed up the ramp to the sanctuary. If the sanctuary does happen to be full, the up ramp will be blocked off, so please proceed down into the fellowship hall where there is overflow seating. Hymnals will be on the rolling cart as you enter. There are no bulletins. The hymns and page numbers will be listed on the board in the sanctuary and also announced during the service. Please leave your hymnal in the pew or on your chair at the end of the service. Please only sit in the padded pews, one household, that is, people who live with you, per pew. If your household is small, one or two people, you may share a pew with another small household, again, one or two people, so long as you sit at opposite ends of the pew, one household at the window, the other household at the aisle, and maintain a minimum of 6 feet between households. If you are in the fellowship hall, please do not move chairs between rows. You may move chairs sideways as you need to in order to maintain 6 feet between households, but I do ask that you not move the chairs from one row into another. Also, there will be a receptacle for your offering at the entrance to the sanctuary, probably one of the collection plates, and also at the entrance into the fellowship hall, again, probably one of the collection plates. This is all only to make sure that we stay as healthy as we can given the situation, and until we have more information about the virus or additional treatments come online and we can find out exactly how we can get through this time. But for the time being, I think these are reasonable restrictions to endure, as we can still gather together to receive God's gifts in word and sacrament. We can still hear his word preached in person if we wish, or we can still hear him on the radio, or we can still hear him on the internet, or we can still hear him over the phone. So we have all kinds of opportunities to continue worshiping. This is ultimately good news. The governor has at least acknowledged the constitutional right that we have to worship our God in the way we see best, but I think we must be responsible. So I do encourage you to attend in some way, shape, or form all of our Easter services, the vigil tonight at 6:30, or tomorrow morning, Easter sunrise at 7, or Easter day service at 10:30. All of those are opportunities for us to rejoice in the resurrection of our Lord, and we can start to feel a little bit getting closer back to normal with some of these changes. May the Lord bless you this weekend as we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus from the dead and the promise of our eternal life. God's peace be with you.